Just correct me if I'm said something wrong, okay?
Hello.
Yeah, we'll be beeping you.
I said beeping.
You have hello, to take a hello, good inhale. Hello. You have to go take a good
oh, inhale. Wow.
I knew it was gonna
happen. A lot came up, you know.
Hello. Oh my gosh. You must have.
This is hello, great. Where's the
take this. Take this, camera.
Get all of it.
Hello.
Oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh.
Hello, we're back.
Oh, oh no.
Is this even working? Oh,
we're
yeah,
adults.
Working.
And. Well, oh you must have.
And this is just religion.
You must have your soul converted. Oh. You must have.
Hey, it's the true religion. On podcast.
Alvin woo! And the Chipmunk, truly.
Highly recommend ooh, Helium Tour.
Yo, yo.
Yes, yo.
You sound like those road ready. Those guys who are trying to be road ready.
Yo,
yo. Are you my size?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, what is worth
is
singing?
Quite lovely,
oh my god!
To be fair,
you lost it, man. You lost it.
It's hard though.
It's still there.
It's really hard. Oh my goodness!
Alright, so welcome back to another episode. Oh, I ain't got done.
Welcome back to another episode of After Sundown Podcast. These are just like, sucking it in.
Oh yeah, we have been away for a few weeks.
Welcome back. We've missed you guys so much.
It's been a while.
It's been so long.
It really has.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Oh my, I'm not done yet.
We are taking hits like mad. Oh my gosh.
Like Bugs Bunny. What is that guy? That character? What's he called? Is it? Oh, Tweety Bird. That's it. Oh, Tweety Bird.
I think I'm done.
I'm not done.
No, I'm not done yet. Still.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not done yet.
Hello from The Edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
Are you locked into the After Sundown Podcast?
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzoline still.
Anyway, welcome back to another episode of After Sundown Podcast.
Yeah, so again, we've been away for a while.
What's some of the stuff that's happened since we've been away? The world events.
Yeah, literally, I don't know, not even world events, bro. Like, okay, world
we got,
events.
We got out of lockdown.
I know, that was nice.
Yay. Freedom some, Day, some which is sort of freedom, but really not.
It was?
I mean, I don't know, is it?
It was freedom. I felt free.
When did we actually come out of lockdown, though? Can you remember the date?
Have you guys been on holiday yet?
No.
Well, there we go. It's not freedom yet.
I have. I've been in a different country.
In a different country. Wales, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Different country and that. Oh, that to be gosh. Honest, I went Dublin. I went Europe in lockdown still.
Europe. Oh, I went nice. Europe. Wales, Dublin.
Did you have to pay?
I can't be
did you have to pay for your tests and all that?
Nah. Oh, okay. No, you didn't have to do that back then.
Dublin,
yeah. You have to do that.
Excuse me.
It's only like they've only recent, not recently.
Oh yeah, no, it's got
the past 3 months introduced the like amber list and
yeah.
I will be traveling, even if it's
you can go Malta
Wesley because he's holding me back right now.
He is, you know, like he needs to get vaccinated. My second one's coming.
Oh dear.
My second dose is coming still.
Well, there we go. There's our freedom.
I will be flying.
You have to be vaccinated to travel.
Yeah, I am in vaccination. Freedom. I will though.
Nah, it's all right. I thought it was gonna be bad, but it's all right. Thanks, you too.
What just the spray. Vaccine?
Yeah,
it's calm. I would no. I'm sure. gonna take it, but I just don't want people telling me to take it.
You have
it.
To, yeah.
Just allow me, bro.
It's when you don't have the choice. I can't like that's
do you
why
know what I
don't
saw
like...
this week.
Go on.
BMJ article, British about. Medical Journal.
Oh, just tell us what it says, Alvin.
Stating.
I think he wants to get it right.
I want to get it right because I want to read the headline. Just the headline. I don't want to read the whole thing. And you can look up it. Basically, what is the headline?
Oh, look at the whole
you must wall. Have the true religion. Oh. So, the headline is British Medical Journal. Oh.
How do you know?
Because
packing.
But the packing was the beam was packed.
All the best.
That was a long
she could also just be returning. She's not. So it has to be the first.
Shut up, man.
This could be her final year.
That's not far.
Bro, I left school in 2013.
Okay.
And the mom's crying. Oh, no.
I'll keep an eye out.
Should we wave them off?
What's that girl?
Oh no!
Don't even know.
But yeah, so what was that?
Hold tight, all you uni students starting up. That's true. Stay with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, don't get too distracted. Come on now. Don't forget. There's a lot of things that glitters and shines at university.
You're there to study, and you're there to.
Yeah, that doesn't shine.
And neither does losing your soul salvation.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Live your best uni life.
Oh my gosh.
With the Lord.
Amen.
And find good people that can hold it down.
Uni can be a madness. Try not to let it be.
British Journal, let's go.
Oh yes, BMJ. vaccinating people who have had COVID-19. Why doesn't natural immunity count in the US? That's the question that the article poses.
Count in the US?
Yeah. So why isn't natural immunity counting? Really, even here, why isn't it counting here? And then it goes through, study after study after study, with regards to questioning, is natural immunity similar to vaccination immunity? Turns out they're about the same. And it's shocking that this is BMJ, but it's like the vaccine is the... Anyways... I don't mean about, to be fair,
Rona did have like a massive effect on it. Obviously, the past year and some change.
It's been like two years. Yeah.
2 years. The past two years. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. I remember it being, and it's been 2 years now.
Yeah,
2 years.
I mean,
can you believe it?
Okay,
the world was last year.
Changed.
It is last year. But it's technically been 2 years.
We're coming up to the second.
It was around 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
If that makes sense. It's just that it didn't affect us until March 2020.
That's where I carry it from. I carry it from March.
But yeah, it's crazy. And yeah.
The US has left Afghanistan and the UK and the allies. It was the anniversary of
9/11
recently.
I find
and the madness
that
of all that happened
so,
with the leaving then.
Oh my days, leaving Afghanistan.
People falling off planes, holding onto planes. Anyways, what else has happened?
That's just September. Before.
Oh, we've now got a fuel shortage, and we've got food shortages.
We don't have a fuel.
There's no fuel shortage.
It's a HGV.
HGV driver shortage.
If anyone who's listening to this who wants something to do with their life and they're unsure, try and train as a HGV driver.
Because we need you.
No, yes. It's not just a HGV. It's
every
class.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Is it class one?
Yeah, can you do your training?
But that's not the issue because of the whole Brexit thing as well.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of issues.
There's a shortage of a lot of HGV.
But the interesting thing is that the interesting thing is that also
all
other EU countries also having shortages of HGV of their own drivers as well.
Yeah.
So it's like a madness all over.
People who voted Leave.
But I don't know how big an
impact it was going to
have. I don't know that it's having as big.
The people that voted Leave, you're racist.
Impact.
I'm joking, you're not racist. I
think it would have happened anyway. Other countries are also having shortages of drivers.
No, but I just mean other things. Like, just other things.
In general.
Yeah.
Fair. What else?
What else has happened?
And the HGV shortages causing fuel shortages currently. Hopefully, those will get sorted out quickly. And food shortages.
It's just quite simple. I just want to go into work. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, there was that boy, that little boy that got choked out by the police. Have you heard about that one?
Nah.
Over here. He got
Little boy?
Yeah, not a boy, but he was like 13. He was like 13. He's been like choked out. He got like choked out by the police. Red hair.
When was
dead.
This?
No, he was. He's not dead. not dead. But he was just like severely like...
Oh my days, they had the Olympics.
How do I know?
Oh yeah, the Olympics.
There's been the Olympics.
The Olympics.
And the Paralympics.
And the Paralympics.
Always. Yeah. Sorry.
Holding gold medal.
Come on now, GB.
It's heavy, you know.
GB killing it on the world stage.
What's that girl's name?
Jessica Raducanu.
No.
Think about Australia, the
Why
US
Tennis
Open.
Like
why are you saying Jessica
Jessica!
Is her name Jessica?
Raducanu!
It's not Jessica. I know her last name's Raducanu. What's her first name? Is it not Jessica?
Why did you say
Raducanu?
I didn't hear about this.
The one who, the first youngest woman to win the
Emma Raducanu.
Yeah,
Emma!
Yeah.
Jessica!
Awkward! I want Jessica.
yeah, man. US Open winner. I believe.
I'm so sleep deprived.
Same.
Rodney Carney, yeah, her.
Yeah,
madness. I was really excited. I was listening to only reason why I heard about her was because I listened to Radio 4 in the morning on the way to work.
Come on now, Radio 4. I used to.
That is real adult.
But I like to keep. Otherwise, honestly, I realized
that I can't listen
at
anymore.
The workplace. I couldn't engage in conversation because I didn't know what people were talking about. Because see, I'm calling her Jessica. Her name's Emma. Do you know what I mean?
Her name is
Emma.
Oh, I thought you said Abby.
You can't get it wrong twice.
Emma. That's my yeah. So I thought, let me keep up to date with what's going on in the world. I saw have some really good, interesting discussions as well.
Yeah. Nah, man. I can't watch news anymore. It's all just very depressing.
It's true.
It's just all just.
I knew that though from last year though.
Oh, like, I haven't watched news for 2-3 years
it.
Now.
My mom was watching it loads.
Oh, with COVID as well. COVID. Yeah,
I was just I'm really done with news. Like, I do watch it. I do know what's going on, but that's because of mainly the blogs and stuff in it.
I watched the full event. I watched an event that occurs. I can't get anyone's name.
Sarah Emerald.
The one who died.
The one who was murdered by a police officer.
Oh yeah.
That was sad.
Yeah. And then the guy started chasing.
Oh, okay. I'm going through my Instagram to see what I reposted. So, so since we've last we had the volcano in Saint Vincent erupting.
Oh yeah.
That happened in April. We also had what was happening in Colombia.
In Colombia.
Yeah. With the government and
is it elections?
Not elections, but it was what do you call it? Tax.
Okay.
They were taxing people ridiculous amounts, it was just disgusting. Then there was happening. What was happening with Palestine?
And Venezuela.
Was free Palestine.
Yeah, there was free Palestine.
That happened in May. Yeah, that caused a lot
traffic
of
traffic jam. In Birmingham.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yo, you Birmingham drivers can't drive, you know. I'm just saying.
I concur. I agree with you, Justin. I cannot defend Birmingham drivers.
Disgraceful. Thought I was bad.
Apparently there's stuff going on in Haiti at the moment as well.
Of course.
Oh my gosh, I saw that.
Have you seen the American southern border?
Yeah, that apparently there was apparently there's a video of one guy on a horse and he's whipping the black people.
No, he's not. That's why I don't watch news. I only read news because images make something appear.
So what's happening?
So the guy isn't whipped. There's another photograph, same incident, same people from another angle, and it shows that he's not whipping the guy. He's actually reaching out to grab the guy with his hand.
Oh, okay. Wow. So there's no whipping of black people.
There's no whipping involved. Okay. So the story's been rolled back and retracted.
Them auntie group chats are popping off. Like.
I can't watch news. Yeah, I watched MSNBC, Joy Reid, the presenter on there. I watched, once that image came out, I watched the story start rolling. I was like, flip it, heck. But then I was trying to follow up, keep tabs on the story. And then when I saw, actually, no, this is not the case. And then you're like, oh, okay. That's why I can't read stuff anymore. I have to watch the full event that someone is commentating about.
Yeah.
Because you see that.
That's
like
true.
This is not a political podcast. Let me stop myself.
However.
I don't want to make predictions. I ask myself if Biden, how long Biden's going to last in office.
I did see something about him, back there,
What's happening with him?
Mate.
I don't know, he's just backwards, bruv.
If he was a patient, I would consider a memory test.
Oh. I'll be going to the end of life care pathway. Sorry. It's just the patients that I've been dealing with recently, so that's thoughts all on my mind.
But I want to talk about specifically, I don't specifically remember what happened after we left, after April.
What's happening with us?
Yeah. Because I kind of wanted to talk about...
life.
Yeah, life from then till now. What's changed, what hasn't.
Let's start with Talib. I actually got big news.
That's not start with me.
Not even. Not even. I have to start
what
there.
What
news have I got? Huh? I have to start there. I mean, you can start with you, bro.
Oh, what? Left finger and that?
If you like it, then you try to put
it.
All right,
cool.
On
let's start there. So a few months.
Sorry,
okay. Okay, cool. So
show them.
Can't be bothered.
Clink, 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 bling, bling, bling.
Yeah, at the man there.
Yes.
All right, you know what? Let me ask you the question. So, boom.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So, it's April. It's what? 3 months away?
To the wedding, yeah.
To the wedding, yeah. What had been planned up until that point? Was you a good wedding planner?
I was an amazing wedding planner.
Talitha's married. What's happened is Talitha's got married.
Go on. No, you go on.
So 3 months. Well, we didn't know what our numbers were. So we still had like plan A to D, which was depending on how many numbers. Mm. We probably at that point written our guest in order of priority. It's okay. People were there, so I don't think anyone's going to be offended. In order of priority. And depending on what then the government decided, then we'd go to...
a certain level.
That level, and then know who to invite and who not to.
I know.
Who wouldn't be able to make it, which was actually really sad. What else? April. I just got in my dress, I think. I'd ordered it, sorry, context. But I hadn't... it had to be shipped.
Okay.
From America.
Wow.
So you just come in then. Because in April, shops had reopened. So...
Is it only April shops?
Yeah, reopened. So then I was able to try on my dress. Okay. Which I was stressing about, because I was just thinking, if I don't like it, it's actually peak.
I was going to say, you ordered it. I said, that's risky, you know.
Because we're now in April.
Okay, cool. I think for me, during April... it was going back to placement, and that was quite difficult, because you know I had a little bit of a break. So when we had the podcast, I was on the break, and then I had to go back to placement and do all of that stuff. So balancing that, just as well as being like locked in, couldn't really see people and that. Barely saw you, man, as well, because obviously link up for the podcast and stuff. But yeah, that was kind of my April-ish. April wasn't really long, because when we did it, it was like in the middle of April. Anyway,
the podcast,
yeah, the last one before we remember. Left.
No, it was middle. It was early.
Was it early?
Yeah, sure. It was actually. We started recording in March.
Was it that?
The last episode went out.
And also to be fair, to add to April, I didn't know where I'd be placed job wise, because I found out in March that I didn't know.
Yeah.
So when we were actually recording, so that was actually the reason why. So you know, it was the final episode.
Yeah.
The reason why I came down is because I was basically depressed.
Oh.
Because I found out that week. So I found out the Thursday. Yeah, because I came up for my mom's birthday on the Tuesday. Found out on the Thursday. I was like, yeah, not staying in Liverpool. Came home, then it just happened to me. But obviously, I just said, oh, yeah, okay, no. Yeah. That was the reason why. That was definitely the reason why. I just couldn't be around, like, my friends who obviously got their first choices and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah. April was up until June.
Yeah. What was you... June. If you don't mind me asking, what was your first choice?
Where I am now. June. Yeah, I know. God came around.
Tell us the miracle. tell us how God worked this...
I know. I did tell God that. I was like, in a funny, not funny way, I was like, I'm not, at the time, I was like, if I end up getting where I put first, I said, I need to see the learning. Like, I need to understand, you know, why I went through what I went through.
God, show me the working out.
I said, and show me the math. I was very honest with God.
And what did he say?
What was the list? Just like, trust me. Hey, it's like,
it's mad. God never shows the math, he just gives you the answer.
Because ain't it funny how Israel, it's kind of Israel's own fault. Israel had to wander the desert for 40
years
to get to the place where they could have been. But that was sort of their fault. I'm not saying this is your fault.
No, but I get you.
Wow. I'm just like the way God, that like sometimes the way that, for example, like, and like, to me, the Job story, like how God, how God killed his sort kids. Of uses Job to show angels and to demonstrate to Satan, to demonstrate to angels, to demonstrate that there's this man and that there can be these people who will stand for me in spite of what happens to them. And I'm not the one who's doing this to them. You, Satan, you are the one who's doing this to them. And they are not going to reject, or they're not going to curse my name. And like, that's, and to be put in a position, like, for God to trust someone and put them in a position.
I do think that it wasn't, the experience wasn't just for me. I do think it was also for the people around me, which was actually made it harder, because I couldn't, I was just like, why do I have to be the one who's not made an example of, but that's what it kind of felt like.
Had to be done, man. Had to
because
be done.
I, especially like with like doing the research and stuff, I was just like, I thought I'd had my time. Like I struggled already. Like, I don't need to struggle again, kind of thing.
Oh, you know, I'm in my struggle now.
Listen, we'll get to the end of it.
It will always end.
I mean, hopefully.
Nah, it will. It's very, very. It's very, very frustrating. And I think as well. So let me just explain for people who don't understand. So basically, when you're in your final year of medical school, you apply to. You rank your locations where you want to be, and then you do that in November, and then you find out in March. So you have to sit a national exam. Usually if you scored low on the national exam, you'll have an interview before, just to make sure you're safe to be a doctor, essentially. And so basically I didn't have the interview, so in my, because
so as in you didn't need one.
Yeah,
okay, come on now.
But yeah, this is why it was a bit of a weird one. So yeah, I didn't, so my score on that exam was low,
okay,
but it wasn't that low to have the interview, but obviously right, I didn't know that.
Okay,
so that the day where you find out you have the interview came and went in it, so I was like, and I was basically confident. I was like, I'm going, I'm gonna get in, yeah, no problems, because I'd worked out as well that based on my score and my ranking and stuff like that, that even if I'd scored the lowest score,
yeah,
I'd still get in.
Yeah,
so I'd made it like a smart calculation.
Yeah.
Mm. So when the day came, and so obviously I live with medics as well, this is why it made it hard as well. When the day came to find out, and it said like you haven't been allocated at this stage, I was like hurt, because I didn't know that could happen. So this was also all new as well.
Yeah,
I didn't know that could happen. So I was just a bit like, I was a bit confused. I thought it was a technical glitch, because this was at midnight. So I was like, let me try and sleep. And then
maybe the reset in the server.
maybe the reset in the server.
The morning, you know.
It's just technical difficulties. No,
yeah, and then I got an email in the morning, like explicitly stating that you've not been, you're on the reserve list.
So
I was just like,
and what's happened with your other, because you live with
they've,
medics,
so they've say. All like I could hear like, at midnight I could hear yeah. them all downstairs like screaming and getting it all excited.
That is
like,
terrible. It was awful. That's terrible. No,
it was genuinely awful. Like genuinely.
Do you know what I'd be thinking? Don't be so happy, bro. I know. It's like, be happy around me, you know.
It's like, and I wanted to be happy, and it's just like I genuinely had nothing to give them.
Yeah.
Because that, I was so. Thing. I was angry, I was frustrated, I was upset. I'm like, I'm getting married. Like, we need to know where we're going to be living. Because I could then be on the reserve list. You can technically be anywhere.
You can be
in
London,
in
the Scotland.
Country. Like, not even the country, in the United Kingdom.
Kingdom.
So now it's gone from, whoa, okay, let me get my top five, which was the Midlands, yeah, to now the whole anywhere of the UK.
Yeah.
And I was literally just like,
I said the Welsh government would have been seeing
you. Do you know what I mean? I was literally just like, oh, I've never actually felt so lost in my life, because just like, and then I had to wait until I could find out, and it was awful, because people know that, you know, I think it's March 11th, everyone knows that's the day you find out. So even on my placements now, Like everyone's asking me every 5 seconds.
Did you not?
Oh, I think I asked you as well, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know any of this. No, but it's fine.
I'm glad now I didn't know.
But do you know what it is? It's actually easier to explain to non-medics. Because if I told you guys, oh, I don't know yet, you'd just be like, okay, yeah.
Oh, what do you mean you don't know?
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh yeah, I'll find out later. It was actually very easy to tell you guys. It was more difficult telling people who are medics now. Because everyone knows you're on the reserve. If you don't know, you're the reason why you don't know is because you're on the reserve list, and there's this shame and taboo about being on the reserve list. Like, if it was someone who I didn't mind saying, sometimes I'd tell people that I'd, I know. I don't know. Sometimes I'd
Never mind.
Can you see?
I'm just curious.
Is it a helicopter? Dispatcher's
life.
Definitely a helicopter. What color is it?
Oh yeah, because a plane wouldn't hear like. No, you would hear a plane like that.
You'd hear it, but they have
a different sound engine thing. Anyway. But yeah, it was. Not me. I can't lie. The wedding was probably the best distraction because I could at least I'd actually change topic. That. Either talk about I'm gonna try my dressing. Like I'd actually use that as and people just are more excited about that than about work. So I'd always use that. But I was definitely in the pits, hands down.
Same. I can't lie. I've been
same serious. A bit later for me, but
I don't know. Like you know what it is when you're in placement now. Yeah. And obviously it was still kind of like, I wasn't seeing much people. I was just literally going placement, coming back, going placement, coming back. Like, stuff was just going wrong. Like, supervisor was changing this, that, and the other. And for those that obviously do, like, social work degrees on it, like, you're supposed to have a practice educator, a practice supervisor, and a tutor. So it's like three people. Mm. And liaising with these three people is like, it's worse than the placement, bruv. You get me sometimes? So I was just literally battling with that. Luckily, I had someone with me as well on the course that we kind of just did it together in it. So that was kind of like May-ish kind of times. I also found out I failed a few of my assignments as well. Oof. And then I was like, bro, I was even thinking, yo, like, I've got these retakes to do. And then they're a little bit, I think some of them were like after the wedding as well. So I was thinking, yo, like, when I was like stiff, like when I was obviously practicing the steps with you, man, and that, I was just like, my head's not even there. You get me? Even on the day, my head's there, but it's not there. You get me? Like, obviously, we'll get to the wedding and it was super lit, but like, yeah, that was just before the wedding and stuff. And then dissertation and stuff like that module started as well. So having to think about that, I just locked that off. I didn't even cope.
Sometimes you have to, compartmentalize.
I said, that's next year, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to do it because you if you're not careful, obviously it's important to be open about things and tell people that you're struggling. Yeah, it's definitely at the right time.
But also to say you
because I knew in that when I found out, I said I'm leaving this house. I just got up. I didn't even pack a bag. I just left. I got on the train. Didn't even pay for the train. I got on the train.
Wow.
Well, admit
I hear that still. I hear that.
I was just I need to get out.
You've asked God for forgiveness, amen.
Yeah, of course. I prayed on the train. I'd had enough. I said, I just want to, you know, I just wanted that one thing. I just wanted to, like, that to be my victory story. Like, I went for all these things, but I didn't. And I was just like, and then I'd have other people, like, messaging me. Especially when it was around my birthday,
my
birthday was in May.
Okay.
So, and they were just like, "Oh yeah, you know, you're killing the game. You're going to be a doctor. You're getting married." All these things, and I was like, "I get it. Yeah, I've got all these things, but right now, all I care about is I don't know where I'm going to be working." And for other people,
they don't understand.
Yeah. Obviously, my family were definitely there for me, and like, especially Wes and stuff like that. But I know sometimes I'll be explaining it to him. He's just like, he was looking at it like, nah, it's going to be a new adventure. We can go. I want to be in the West Midlands. Like, I don't want to be traveling. It's not my time to travel. We do that later.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want this now. This is what I want now. But obviously my prayer was always, you know, God, your will be done. Your will be done. But at the same time, like, my your will be done in the West Midlands. Thank you.
Yes. Sometimes I pray that, you know, sometimes I'm saying to God something. I'm like, really, my heart wants this.
I'm like, you know what I'm really saying. Yeah. So hear me.
Man said you're slipping, God, and telling you, like, yo, no, God, hold this.
It's hard.
That's the hardest.
It's hard to just, like, fully let go and let God do his thing.
Justin let go and went to Wales.
Every time, like, me and Cameron sometimes talk about this. Let your will be done. Hardest prayer to this day, the hardest prayer to pray is to say to God, let your will be done.
Mm.
Pray, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if it's like the podcast coming, knowing that the podcast is coming, but like, one of the things that's happened, since the podcast stopped, to now,
yeah,
was like, I'd say that my spiritual life sort of dipped a little bit, I wasn't studying as much as normal. There are times when I haven't been studying at all. And then, like, in the blue, I remember to pray once in a while. And I'm like, that was not...
Not you.
That was not me. Mm. And then I'm like... And literally, when was it? Maybe sometime... It would have been last week. Sometime last week, I think Mum had a prayer with me. Like, she prayed for me. Like, prayed for me. And you know when, like, you know the prayers that you don't hear, but you know your parents are praying?
Mm. Yeah.
And then, have you ever been there when they're praying them prayers, man?
Oh, I've never been there, to be honest.
Ma, you are?
No, Justin.
Mate.
No, I'm just saying.
When they, like, to hear that prayer, changed everything. Started studying again. Started listening to things that, like, sort of my mind had beat, like, I wasn't thinking about. Start like reading again that, like, hadn't been doing. I haven't spoken to you for like a week.
Every time you get on the phone to me, it's for like an hour and a half. He says 5 minutes, you know.
And it's not every time.
I don't know. It turns into more or less 40 minutes, bro.
Not all the time.
I love you. I don't like it.
That's why I need to give you a week's rest every now and then.
Better rest by it.
Because Alvin's just throwing stuff at me, especially, you know what? I will talk about it at the end, innit?
Yeah.
Obviously,
what
man's recently been into, innit? But I want to hear Justin's thing, because...
All I was going to say is also, similar story to Talitha.
Go on.
That's all I'm going to say. I've been in a similar position with regards to...
Now you have to drop the story.
But mine was more self-inflicted. Like, I had no...
Are you okay, Alvin?
Like, at the beginning of, like, a passing everything and passing it...
More than comfortably.
85 plus.
Yeah.
Tell them, Alvin.
And then, so my... No revision. Now. Like, partly to
sometimes you're always waiting for the hiccup. But I was just like, in my head, I was thinking, yeah, I can have a good 3-year run. Do you know what I mean? Every year.
Yeah.
Listen, I can't be that good. Baby Thanos! Baby Thanos!
Man, so let me just warm up and beat up the Hulk and that.
I can't have every ring every year.
This is a conversation I had with myself. You're having an inside. This
let
is how
it, let me let someone else land you.
I get you. Go on, John.
Yo.
Just took a sip of water.
My story's dead, though.
Are you
bring
man?
It to life.
Just move to Wales.
Just the message in the group chat. I'm going to Wales. And it's
out of the blue. Now, like, okay.
We live
in the West Midlands. Wales is like. So if you think of the UK, for those who are not for.
For our international listeners.
That feels so weird to say.
It's the smile after, you know.
There's England, there's Britain, and there's the UK. Well, Wales is
a... Wait, what?
This is a long explanation, bro.
Oh, okay. Okay, there's
England. We are in Birmingham.
There's England, Britain, and then...
There's the UK, and all you have to do is the British Isles.
Google a map, and I'm sure you can go to the bookstore or something if you haven't got the internet. Just
how are
you? Well, then how are you listening? Anyway, just Google.
Guys, we have the United Kingdom.
There's England,
Scotland, Wales. Thank you.
It's so nice to explain where Wales is.
Over 100, 200?
Right, yours.
I'm not too sure. I don't know.
Like, several miles from England to the other side of Wales, from us in the Midlands.
It's more, it's the, I just was like, what business do you have there? I can't lie, I thought you, when you said it, I thought you meant you were just going for the weekend or something.
For the weekend.
I was like, I need context.
I feel like I was coming from work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you were I was going from work, that was my last shift. Your last shift.
That was my last shift there.
And this car comes bombing down. And I was like, and I got scared. I'm like, who's what?
Oh, it was a new car as well, isn't it?
It was a new car because I didn't even recognize it. I was like,
new car, same driver.
Who is this?
And I was like, oh, because I was like, I pulled to the side to give way. I was like, and the car was still behind me. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I see it. And it's Justin. And he goes, I'm going Wales. I was like, wait, what? What do you mean you're going? You're going for, oh, yeah, see you soon. No, I'm going Wales for, I'm moving to Wales.
Nah, do you know what it is? So obviously the initial story, like, I was speaking to my mum. How it started, I was speaking to my mum, like, saying that I wanted to, like, do, was it a kind of camp? I wanted to, like, organise a camp. And then I was like, mad, what can I do to, like, get stuff ahead of it? And obviously, in my 5-year plan, I wrote down that I wanted to do, like, lifeguarding.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, a position came up in, like, where I am now, like a trainee lifeguard. So I said, let me go for it.
A trainee?
Lifeguard.
Yeah.
Which obviously they pay for the qualification and everything like that. So I just said, let me go for it. Got the interview the next day. Then I got the job the next day. And then they said, you start the next week. So I was like, oh, now that shame.
Oh, sugar. Oh, sugar.
I said, oh, shame. Now I have to, like, call other people. I had to call other people. Like, call, obviously, I was working at a school as a TA.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I was working at Tesco as well. As, like, just a normal thing, sales. And then, like, I said, like, basically told my manager that, like, oh, I'm moving to Wales. we need to move on it. So, obviously, he said, like, oh, it's supposed to be 2 weeks, but I was like, oh, I need to go, like, this week. So he's like, oh, you can do this week. And then, like, yeah. And I was like, calm, I'll do the last shift. And then went up. But obviously, I was with an agency, so, like, they said I can go. But if you need to come back, then come back after.
Over the school.
Yeah. So, like, school after that. Then, obviously, you moved to Wales.
What's it been saying?
Chilling, man. Literally chilling.
Yeah.
I passed the training course, though.
Yeah.
So, like, that was a week. There was literally no chance that I was going to fail that because, like,
Can't
move to Wales and then, like, come back in a week and say
that
I failed the
course.
What do I have to show for it?
I can't.
Literally, I can't be like,
it's like everyone's been having exams.
Yeah, tested.
We've all been tested.
Nah, I don't know. It's, well, my test was easy though. Because, like, I was actually just focused. Like, because then I was like, yeah, I'm not failing it. Like, I'm not spending a week in Wales and then, like, just coming back and then.
Is it, like, written parts as well as physical?
No, both physical and written. So obviously, like, you do first aid. You have to prove that you're competent doing first aid.
Yeah.
And then you have to do, like, a swim test, and then, yeah, I'm a great swimmer. So.
Of course.
Fish.
Yeah.
From the heart of our days, man.
Yeah. And then, the rest is history, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Mate,
light work.
It must be nice though. Just
change
of environment. Yeah. I do need to do that, but I like to do it on my own terms.
Yeah.
We know.
Looking up to the
watching the man. Picture like Justin on mountains and just like,
I know. Yeah. Wow.
Gets everyone posting pictures of
himself. Yeah, literally, bro. In the group, so basically we have a group chat in it, and Justin was obviously everyone knew Justin was in Wales probably by like 2 months later or something, or maybe 3 months. And then, because Justin never tells anyone anything, but he told us because obviously we're running a podcast together, innit? So,
I hope it's because we're friends.
Yeah. No, what? The podcasters are.
Some people don't know I've got to us, though.
I know. Some people came, find out now.
Yeah, literally. But even when I came back on your doctor thing.
Right, so, yeah.
Like, people thought I was there for Abby Darren.
Abby
Darren. I was like, okay, I'll run with that.
Cool.
He was close to Abedaren though.
Yeah, very close. Well, I can. Yeah. No, I love it. I can't.
I was in bed. I was gonna go up on a Monday.
Yeah,
but I was like, oh, I'm tired, man. I just stay.
You can go there and rest as well. If you want to, you can go and, especially if you're a visitor.
I'm literally next to the beach. So.
True. Yeah. I hear that. Oh man, I miss the beach. I miss the beach.
No, I miss the beach in the Caribbean. Not
think about what you're saying, bro.
Not
think about
not
what you're
the
saying.
UK in a wetsuit.
Nah, it's cold, bro. It's cold.
Bro, do you know how cold the
water
is?
The water is cold.
No. See, you're in North Wales.
The water's there to cool me down.
Summer, heart of summer in Aberystwyth.
No, bro, the water's
are
so
you,
cold.
Are you it's in like, a wetsuit? Are you in a wetsuit? Yes or no?
That's what it is. What time?
If I'm kayaking, I'm in a wetsuit. If I'm not kayaking, I could go swimming.
And are you happy?
Just nothing.
Are you happy, bro?
It's one time winning.
I'm telling you, you swim in Caribbean water, bro. It's a different.
Or even anywhere that's just not to be.
Slovenia was nice.
Guys, next year,
no,
I will go before you and I'll tell you how warm it is. And I will even show you on the thermometer.
It's cold, bro.
So that you can believe
me. It's cold. That is cold.
That's how I
know. Oh, nah, there is. One time I went in, the water was that cold. My balls were literally. Had to be treated. They had to come out, bro.
I had to come out. What's that about? Do you know what I mean? How?
The big ones. I was like, raw.
To be fair, did you know that the temperature regulation? I'm gonna use the there's nothing wrong with saying balls, but testes. That the testicles are. Oh, I need to get my facts right. They are cooler than the rest of your body.
Yeah. Nice.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Listen, nice.
And it's important to regulate the temperature for the sperm. Yeah.
Nice.
When they're cold, they actually And when you wait, what?
Nice.
I don't get it. So
don't be putting. Don't be experimenting.
That's why
much.
This whole look man spreading. There's necessity to it, listeners. There's necessity to man spreading. Men aren't just spreading their legs because they want to spread their legs.
What's going on?
It's a necessity.
It's a necessity. You don't. Isn't it? It's an autonomic response. You don't realize that you're doing it. And that's the reason why.
This is just how.
It's to regulate the temperature.
Ooh, that was mad.
Exactly. Why are you going to sit?
I was going to.
And squeak. Yeah. I can imagine this being uncomfortable for you guys.
The hot anyway. Yeah. But anyway. I've seen pictures on trains of, and I'm like, well, there is a reason. It's not like men are just there, just like
sprawl out.
Hey,
it's annoying for legs.
I miss this old man because like you can't say you put certain words in Wales.
Oh, like sprawl.
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Sprawl. Walk on. I get people trying to say walk on. It's like, ugh.
Cool. In a Welsh accent, that's mad, bro.
Oh,
no.
At uni, like maybe because I was at uni, people understood like
uni's its own little thing.
Bubble.
Yeah.
But for just general, you're right.
Not the commoners, but
I said the commoners.
The what they called?
I want to see a Joskin though.
The locals. The locals. I'm trying to think of the word. I can't remember.
Locals is a nice word. I like locals. It makes people seem chill.
There's a social media platform called Locals, I believe. Locals.com.
Whoa.
What do they do?
Dating?
No. It's a video.
Oh, mad.
Wrong. But its premise is to allow free speech, as much free speech as possible.
Okay, Justin's...
What did you say? Oh, I missed it.
Justin's cancelled, bro. Anyway. Okay,
so
cool.
So what are the miracles then? So how did you end... How did you end up
where I was?
Where at your first choice?
So, obviously in May.
And also with, I believe, someone that you lived with, maybe?
Yeah, legally, by the way.
Legally what?
Oh, I just realised what you're saying. Yeah. I was trying to say that. I'm trying to cover all bases. People are spreading rumours about me. But now, basically, so May, had my birthday, and that was it. Yeah, so obviously, try to use that to just celebrate, change topic, keep moving. I'm trying to remember.
So
I can't remember.
Everything into a celebration.
Mate, this is why I was living my best life because I was like, to be fair, it was your brother. Your brother said, instead of focusing on what could happen, you may as well use the time you have now and just enjoy it because I could find out that I'm in Wales and then be depressed from there on afterwards. At least I couldn't
enjoy
pre-Wales and just remember that everything was blessed. Basically, I really wanted to go to Scotland. I was like, no.
Wesley, why are you trying to desert
us? Was it Scotland or was it Ireland? I can't remember.
Ireland, Northern Ireland. Not even Dublin, not even a good island.
So yeah, made sure I did things or had things to look forward to. So that's like another tip that I would say, like when you are going through your struggles or your difficulties, try and have the things that you do look forward to and just distract yourself with those things as well. And there's nothing wrong with being distracted.
Of course not.
Like, of course, address things, but you also need, you know, like a mental break. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's actually healthy.
100%.
So you I had my birthday, then I went to London as well for bank holiday, which was super lit. My brother organised that.
Oh, I did see that.
Shout out to Sam. Whoever marries him is going to be.
Come on now.
Very lucky because I will no longer receiving the benefits.
I see pictures and I'm like,
I know.
I hate him.
You know what he did? He'll FaceTime me.
I loathe you, Sam.
Show me that he's in the jacuzzi.
The scenery.
Oh. And then hang up.
That's petty, I can't lie. That's
Sam, no, that's Sam. That's
is he not even
and
like
then it? He'll call me back.
No, the bad thing is, I know when he's like, when he's hung up the first time, he's just laughing like.
He's leaning back in the sun.
I'm so jealous, sick. My dad was like, you've got a husband now, so. Do you think Wesley's flying me out to Jamaica? I assure you he's not.
Proper, when you say proper beaches, now that's I saw the white sand. Ooh. And I was like, and God, the huts in the background. And
no way, man.
Yeah, the Caribbean's a different place.
It is a different league.
So it's a lovely place.
Cool.
I wish I could post, but I don't like to.
Same.
Post what? What are you guys posting?
Just like posting.
I don't post
like
anything.
Just life.
Yeah. I've stopped posting even singing videos. What is going wrong with me?
I think it's just because you're not in the
mode.
Yeah, that's fine.
Literally, I think about it sometimes. Like, I should put, like, I'll be singing, like, oh, I should post this.
Bro, when you're stressed, Instagram's the least thing you worry
about. Yeah, why on Instagram?
Like, recently, I've got media to the place where I'm, like, where I can, I'm looking at it again. We need to get this podcast to visual because like people are missing out on half the content.
It's true.
I've started watching stuff again. There's a point where like for almost like I only started singing, properly started singing again. The wedding was the thing that got me to start. Like my voice was, sorry to say this to Letha. You're probably even at the wedding, it was like wrestling a lion to do what a lion should know how to do.
Wow.
And then
we couldn't tell though. You sounded wonderful.
Yeah, you did still. You did, bro.
I wouldn't tell you that if I didn't think that because you're singing at my wedding at the end.
Yeah,
I was gonna, so, you know what I mean? Like
I would hope you would tell.
Okay, I'll do my watching as well, man.
Praise the Lord.
Inquiries.
Yeah, you man smashed it still.
Yeah, there was
you used to close at Aaron. Bethany. Who else was there? Bethany, yeah.
Tentacles.
Yeah.
It was
a lot of people watching. You might get someone sliding to your DMs.
I haven't been so fortunate. But the thing is, I haven't been on social, so exactly. Like, I feel like... But I've started watching it. I've started looking at social media again, which is just perusing people's stories because I wasn't even doing that. And now I'm sitting there.
What? It's the peruse, isn't it?
Oh,
it's the peruse!
I miss, oh my gosh, I just missed this, you know. I swear, peruse, you know.
That looked at me straight, though. I was like, the word was like, yes.
He's using it so casually as well.
Oh, peruse. The first time I heard the word peruse was, I can remember, it was on a Graham Norton show, and it's a black guy who said it, telling one story. Like, you know how the end section is the story.
I've been researching it right
and
away.
He said, I was like, that's a
Peru.
Good word.
Ooh. Peru. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Could imagine him in his phone. Younger Alvin.
That's a sick word. I don't know what I'm saying.
I want to just talk about the wedding, to be honest.
Let's go.
Bonnet. So, I thought it was. You know, I'm just gonna say from my point of view, innit? It was something about love, you know.
Oh,
and love was just at the forefront, you know. You get me? And, you know, Justin looked very, very sexy. I didn't think Justin was gonna keep on his shoes for the whole day because he said to me, yo, Cam, after the church, man's taking off my shoes and turning to trainers.
I'm taking off my heels.
He had them on the whole time, so
there is.
You're the best man.
There was too much to do. So like, I had to make sure people were away from Wesley and Talifa. I had to make sure that you lot were comfortable. I had to shout at everyone. Literally, I feel like people hated me that day because the looks down, I was like,
nah, you was calm.
Really? What were you, like?
Wait. Nah, I don't know what it was. When I was shouting, like, everyone move, like, as in, like, she was just like,
when did you shout? When was that?
Like, when I whistled, obviously, to get people for the pictures.
Oh, right.
I had to, like, use my voice in it. So I was like, can everyone people just move this way?
Was that in the evening?
Like, yeah, when we went to the other part.
You know, see, I liked as well.
I had a headache and I literally napped for it. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I was like, there's a point where I disappeared for like, I think I was an hour and a bit.
Yeah,
and I was
you just, disappeared still.
Because I was like, this slow sleep business.
It's not helping.
Yeah, it's not. And let's not even talk about that. The drive alone, every weekend, someone needs to reinvest my petrol. I'm just saying.
What, to learn them steps, bro?
Not just me. To learn the steps. This is the thing. When people are get picked to be a groomsman or bridesmaid, it's like, I mean,
it's a commitment.
Thank you.
You don't
save
know
your money. I knew schedule your time. No wagwan.
I literally, because even that week before, I had to book after. I had to like book off everything. I was like, weekend this, book off.
Mm. And that's the same. Similar, well, like obviously studying as well, alongside it as well. It was like,
what you're signing up for.
Yeah.
People get two gassed.
Yeah. Like,
I actually, I was like,
I couldn't get gassed. Because I didn't know, I was just knew something on the day that like, if I'm chill, I can't be chill no more. Because like, if you're chill as a best man, everyone's just gonna like fire everything on top of you. But if you're like, yo, no nonsense.
Yeah.
Everything ran.
Put down a bit.
To me, as a groomsman, everything ran very, very smooth.
Yeah. Yeah.
The day moved on. It wasn't like, even when there was like, for example, even when we was waiting in the reception, like, it wasn't like too long, you get me? Like, we wasn't waiting there for like 2 hours. Yeah. It was like an hour, then we move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
But what I want to know, because obviously I didn't see the dress in it, you get me? Obviously, I only saw Wesley's thing in the morning. Wesley looked sexy, you get me? Wesley looked really sexy.
He looked in that. I was really impressed.
White and blue?
White and blue.
I was impressed. And he's designed it himself. I was like, interesting.
Because it was the same suit shop we went to, wasn't it?
And the bridesmaids looked.
The price was mad though. Like, what? Yeah. Can't lie, but I wanted some custom.
For the groom, it's important that the suit needs to be correct.
Because the guy will come with energy, so you need to match. And I told Wesley, I said, darling.
What did you say?
Darling.
This isn't time, right? I said, you need to be looking proper. You'll be standing by my side. You do not want me to outshine you.
You don't want me to... the next suit. You can't come in next
thing. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's one of the ones where it's like, and I think, like, we both, I mean, obviously, I'm the bride. So people will talk about the bride more, but people spoke about Wesley. I said, equally. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I'm about.
Listen, I'll tell you.
Did you see the date inside the jacket?
Yeah, he put Tesley.
Wavy.
Like when he walked into the room, like when Osman was getting ready and Sam's hotel thing, I was like, rah.
When he walked in,
I was like, oh, this is actually happening. I started getting butterflies. I was like, rah. And then as I saw all the mandem, obviously from my point of view, seeing Justin in the brooch and Rajon in the brooch, and then I just saw everyone. I was like, yo, man, look sexy, bro. No one could talk. Listen, here's what I'm saying. I'm talking for the groomsmen. Let me just talk for the groomsmen, innit? For the groomsmen, there is no groomsmen this year that look better than our groomsmen, bro. I'm telling you, I think I can concur. I think more than just this year.
I think last year and even next year.
I'm not even seeing the weddings.
Thank you, mate.
Just saying.
The synchronization. I don't like steps. Lord of mercy. Was I here? Like, was it last week? Was it you who said the first time that the sync happened of the bridesmaids and the bridegrooms in the walk-in was on the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely.
I was like,
but the first time it was nice. The first time it was natural as well. It was good.
Yeah.
Well done, guys. Proud of you.
That march was difficult, though. I can't lie. I was counting in my head. I can't lie. I might have been more nervous than Talifa walking down the aisle, bro.
I was.
Big one thing. I looked up at Alvin. I looked up at Alvin. Alvin just looked like straight, bro, like as he was singing. Yeah. He was just
when
bright-eyed.
When what was happening?
When I was looking, like, I was trying to keep my head straight, innit?
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just glad Rajon wasn't behind me, because Rajon was just saying, like, a whole load, like, he's, yeah, in the practice, Rajon, he was saying foolishness, but you see, when it came to actual thing, he stayed peaked, because he was shook as well. He was shook, bro. You get me? And then, obviously, looking up at you, man, seeing, like, you, hearing you, man, sing as well, obviously, hearing Aaron, Aaron. Does his thing yet? Me did the. Oh, I wish I had a video on it, but like, yeah. But yeah, I want to know from obviously Talifa's point of view. I know from when you walked in, I was like rah, like again. I was just having rah 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 moments the whole day. Like, what from your point of view? What's
Young love.
I don't know. I was very calm on the day. Wow. If I looked calm, I think I did seem calm.
Both of you seemed quite calm.
Like, I didn't cry, which I was really surprised about. Didn't cry throughout the whole day.
So, me,
I know Waitie was going to cry.
He did cry.
He did cry.
That's when the sunglasses came on.
That's what I was
saying. I was like, yo, take them off.
I thought he was going to, but I didn't know. Yeah. And then I was asked to move the fan. I was like, so awkward. I was like, is my crack gonna show? So I was like, Bethany.
But that's such a practical thought to think, no.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm at the front. I don't
want to. And during, this is the thing, that's the type of thing that will happen on the wedding.
And then click.
When it's live stream.
Yeah.
Camera click, and that's it. Sure commemorated
like
forever.
That Alvin's crack.
Sure went down, don't bend over, go down like a mad beaver.
Yeah, I had to do it carefully. I was like, I'm gonna bend like I'm wearing the dress myself.
Mate, the way how I could not kneel down in that dress.
Delevina did super well. She was a real MVP.
Real MVP. But I was fine. Like, I think obviously I had my dad there and he's a calm guy. We were just talking. We were just like, he's like, you're right, yeah, next step. That was the vibe. Like,
that's mad story.
It didn't seem real. I think it hit me more the next day when I was watching, like, people's social media. And I was just like, oh, yeah, that happened. Oh, yeah.
Do you
know what I mean? Because it is a bit of a blur. And it was, obviously, it was a beautiful day. But
it's a lot.
It's actually very overwhelming. Yeah, but yeah, I highly recommend marriage. I highly recommend a wedding.
Now, when you say marriage,
I've only done
so
it
there's
for two
wedding
months,
and there's so. Marriage. So you highly recommend both. I take it.
Yeah, I can only talk for 2 months.
2 months.
So,
like, do you know what's so mad saying that? Yeah, I've noticed something so mad. Like just looking at families and pools.
Mm.
Sounds so creepy. But
pools.
Like
oh so yeah, pools. Understand.
Like as in, like when you think about it, like as in if. Okay, when you're with, like, if you have a child,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. When a child's involved, if you have, like a partner with you, you can easily just, like, go on. It's so much nicer. It's like everyone looks just happy. Like, I always see, like, when
the experience is different.
Mm, and then when I see, like,
single
say
parent,
if, like, a single parent.
Yeah.
Like, a single parent wanted to go on the slide, but his kid wanted to do something else. He was so vexed because his kid wanted to go into the pool, kid didn't want to go on the slide. He couldn't now go on the slide because, like, he had to stay with his kid.
Mm.
But like, say if like you're with a partner.
Yeah, leaving with the partner. Take
the kid.
Mm. Yeah.
Why would I go on the slide and do it with the kid? It just looks so lovely. Can't lie.
So you can actually see it.
You can see the difference.
Like,
and I do think the bad thing is because I look for rings now because I'm not trying to
move to someone who's married.
Yeah, but you didn't have to say that to me. But I'm saying I look for rings. But like when I see rings, like I see the difference.
On people.
On girls, women.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But like if you see the difference, you just like.
That's why
rings,
I make sure I wear mine.
Look, wow.
Some people, even some people don't even care.
Nah, it's true, but nah.
Someone didn't think I was married at work.
And you had the ring on.
I was just like. Okay. I was like, okay. So I mean, like I don't know. I think it's quite out there when people wear rings on their wedding finger. Like, unless you want people to think you're married. Do you know what I mean? Usually, you want to let people know that you're single. So why am I...
Yeah.
Am I, like, you're trying to tell me that I look like the type of person who's forcing it.
Yeah.
Wait, is that what's up?
That's what I'm taking it as. Because for me, it's like, why would I wearing on my finger unless I'm trying to tell people that I'm not available? Like, I'm forcing it. Do you know what I mean?
Then you're pretending that you got a husband.
That's really forcing it.
Do you know what I mean? So like, do I give that kind of vibe? I was quite offended. There's many things I was offended about with that encounter.
He's on a business trip.
Yeah, man. Value marriage. It's like, it's so fascinating to me, man. to see almost like, again, paradoxes, to see society devalue marriage, but then when you watch people who are successful, they get married, and it's like,
I get why people devalue marriage, bro.
No, but this is the thing, they devalue it, but I'm telling you, the experience, obviously it's different because I'm a female, but I feel like it's the same for a guy. When you tell someone you're engaged or you're getting married, the treatment you get is different. It's different. Like, people elevate you. Like, elevate you. So I think it's very, very interesting. Yeah. Like, it's almost like kind of frowned upon, but it's a, like, for example, so at work, obviously, I tell people that I'm wearing my ring, so people know I'm married. Well, apart from that one guy.
You just need to walk into any time this is in the room, you just need to walk with your left hand up.
I just do that.
Idiot. But it's very different for me. I get a different response when I say, oh yeah, I've been with, because I still seems weird saying husband, so I will technically say
it's
partner.
Mad.
So I was like, I've been my partner for 4 years. It was 4 years yesterday, actually. Mm-hmm. Been partner for four years. And I've been married for two, compared to the other person who's living with their partner for 4 years.
It's a different
Oh my God, just sit down, show me the picture. Just a different treatment. Yeah. Completely. So it's very interesting.
So it's like on an individual level, people value it, but then on a societal thing, I think it's a bit of groupthink though as well, isn't it? I think it's because
and it's an intellect, like, people devalue it. I don't say on an intellectual level because it's not intellectual.
They're putting them prices times 10.
Yeah, like, say that again.
The industry doesn't devalue it because they're putting up the price. What I will say though, anyone getting married,
do it like, in each season.
Do it. Obviously, it actually is a day. But when we spent all the money, obviously I didn't mind spending the money. But then after the wedding, I was
you
like,
you think to yourself, this is a day.
Hey, speaking of that, yeah. I was having this conversation with someone. I said, my wedding budget has to be 20 capped. Grand.
20, yeah.
20?
Yeah.
Okay, so people was like, that's too expensive.
No, it's not. That's grand, reasonable.
10 grand for rings, and then the rest just like go on the wedding.
I wish I could have.
That sounds reasonable.
It's 20 is
like, it's just hit interest. Yeah.
I can't lie, 20, if people would say that's actually cheap.
That's the modern day. But I've heard people who are married for like very little in the 70s and whatnot.
I know.
In my head, I'm like, how would I get a cheap wedding? Sorry, future wife, but I do think about these things.
There's smart ways of doing things. We cut down our costs with a marquee. Obviously having marquee £4,000. Well, it depends how many people you're having to be.
Yikes.
You could just get a gazebo and just two of you.
Yo.
No, I know what I'm going to do. Summer.
But you need two more witnesses though.
The carpet.
Summer. What's wrong with today? Go outside.
Summer and a piece of like some land, hire chairs. Pray that it's a sunny day, Lord.
That's another thing.
Not in England, bro.
You have to have a contingency plan. It's all a scam. It's a scam.
So just remember
that it's just the day.
Yeah.
And
The important thing is
the union. Is the love. And there's a lot of work that has to be done afterwards.
After and before as well.
There's a lot of work before. Yeah. Because hopefully that should help you decide whether you want to marry them in the first place or not.
Yeah, it should still be like, that's why I liked what your dad was saying in the church and that about like, yo, like,
even at this point,
and I feel like he actually meant it as well. If you want to walk away, I won't be embarrassed. You get me? I'll lose bare money, but I won't be embarrassed.
We'll be more with a divorce. So I'd rather.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But I was, and then to be fair, the driver for the car, he said to me, I'm one of the calmest brides he'd seen. And he said he thinks it's because he knows that I've made, you know within yourself that you've made the right decision. I think that's why I was just like, yeah, Why am I stressing? Because I'm not making a decision I'm gonna regret. Yeah, I think that's why a lot of people they do stress. They're like, oh my days, it's getting closer and closer. I can't back out. It's done. And obviously some people are just nervous or just emotional because of their journeys.
Yeah, there's different reasons.
I just happen to be calm on the day. So obviously, this is an episode about. It's been a long time since we've seen each other and spoken. Well, we're not speaking to you guys, but you're listening to us. So we spoke about earlier the what we've Things gone we've through. But obviously, it's important to encourage those who are listening and those of us who are here about how you get through and what's life like on the other side, or what's life like in the midst. In it. As well, okay, yeah. Equally.
I think I've kind of come out of it, but I'm still in it. So it's for me. I had 3 retakes. So in the midst of that, I kind of was. I don't know. Just felt kind of lost, a bit like sad or whatever. I got Rona as well.
You did.
Sorry, I had Rona. So imagine I had Rona. Just before I was gonna submit my essays. So it literally was like the worst time because I went out, I hugged Steve. You get me?
Oh my days, the World Cup. Steve. Not World Cup.
England, the Euros.
As you can tell, I don't watch football like that.
My joy and elation.
I knew there was something else that had happened.
Gutted-ness.
FaceTime Wesley, bruv. FaceTime Wesley. I was just shouting on the phone to him in the pub and that. Yeah. You get me? And then when Saka missed, obviously all the black man got out of the pub immediately. Listen,
My brother was in London. I said, "Better find yourself a yard."
To me, I remember being self conscious the day after. I remember I had football. I had football the day after it happened, and I wore the same shirt I'm wearing now. It's a Roma shirt, by mistake, and I didn't even think. And I went to football to play with my old work friends, and they're like, "Wow, Alvin, is that really the shirt you chose to wear?" And I was like, "Oh, mad. Oh, yeah." But of course,
Man said touchy subject, you know.
I think, obviously, I caught Rona from that.
Yeah.
And then I was denying that I had Rona, you know. I was denying it. I called Alvin. I was like, "Yo, so I have Rona."
Get tested?
Alvin said to me, "Yo, take the paracetamol, get tested, had Rona." I missed the funeral, actually, so that's why I was fuming as well. So I had that on my mind. I've had 2 funerals quite recently.
Yeah, family.
So that's kind of thrown man a little bit. So I wanted to talk about at one of the funerals that I did go to. You know, when you're hearing about people's lives or whatever, and the one thing they did mention though, and that was just encompassing of that person was their relationship with God and the fact of how that's gone through the generations almost to grandchildren, their children or whatever. And I was just thinking, yo, what are people gonna say about me, bruv? You get me? Are they gonna emphasize God that much, you know what I'm saying? So that got me thinking. And then they said something else you guys, the younger generation now have big shoes to fill. And I think a week later, fast forward a little bit, I found out that I passed all my assignments and things. I passed them by a hair's thread, by the way. It doesn't matter. But God got me through it.
Exactly.
I started reading this book as well, on purpose. I think, what's his name? Rick Warren. Purpose Driven Life.
Yeah.
Purpose Driven Life. That was a good book. I never finished it, but it was a good book to kind of help
me.
Finish it. No,
I've never read it.
Once
you start,
I'm alright. Nah, I feel like I got all I needed from the book, innit? Okay. You get me?
Aren't you curious to see if there's anything more you can get?
No. Not really. Not for now. But yeah, that's been something that's recently been encouraging me spiritually, innit? And then coming back to do this as well because I missed podding as well. But yeah, that's been my little journey on that.
Must be mine. very early on in academy have exams. Those went well. All my sort of observations went well. What are they called? Like in-service sort of observations. They're called in-services. They're called. But all those observations, I passed all of those. And then, so the only thing was like my portfolio submission. And if you think of like a massive lever arch, so there were a few things that needed that there's some stuff that I needed signing on, like certain things that you have to like get signatures done, basically. Like some of those haven't got signatures in, but the things that I've done, so I'm like just going back to people and going, actually, yo, I need signatures. So I've got, like I said, good submission date for that, and then should be qualified.
Think the sweetness that
I know, but
the
not
sweetness that happens after.
Yeah,
that's, and then, you have to set your mind on that.
And then a year, so that would be qualified as a tech, so not as a, and then yet being a carefree clinician. Because a tech, you don't have a pin to worry about and whatnot. But you start to be responsible and do things right, and you know, and think. But like, it's more, you feel more, I'm just gonna enjoy it. Tech it for a year, and then onwards and onwards. So that's the big focus at the moment. And We are virtually ready now. We are at the ready stage, pretty much. So that's a portion of my journey. I hate that word, journey.
Why?
Why? I
don't
like cliche. That's cliche.
It is overused, though.
It's true.
It's true.
It describes it perfectly. That's what it is.
So that's where we are.
I think we can end the pod there.
God bless you all. Have a good week. And a good weekend. A good Sabbath. Missed you all. Hope you missed us. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm
blowing.